Got it. In this week's parsha, we learn about the brachos Yaakov gave on his deathbed to the Shvatim. Vayikra Yaakov Albana Vayomer Hey Osfu V'Yagid Alachem Eis Asher Yikra Eschem B'Achres Hayamim. I'm going to tell you the future, right? Because these brachos are obviously Baruch HaKodesh. Hey Osfu V'Yagid Alachem, gather together. Why is it important to gather together? After all, you know, he told Reuven, Reuven's bracha, Shimon and Levi, Shimon and Levi's bracha, Yehuda, Yehuda's bracha, Adarabba, like each person he related to as an individual. So the Medrash says, the Bracious Rabbah here, for Rabbanan Amri Tzibol Sonol HaMachlokas. Hey Osfu doesn't mean just come gather. Hey Osfu is adding something. Tzibol HaMachlokas, meaning Osir Lehmas HaMachlokas. Amrlon to you, Kulchan Asifa Achas. I want you to be unified. I don't want you to be fractured. I don't want you to split into sects. I want you to be one Jewish people. Hey Osfu. And then I'll tell you. But it's a little funny. If he Davka wants them to be one people, then why does he separate them? Why doesn't he give them a bracha klalis? Why didn't he tell you? You're all klal Yisrael, right? Why is he separating them if he Davka wants them to be together? So we know, it says in the summary, the brachos, kol eila shifte yishol shneim osar, v'zol sheh diber lehem avihem v'yivarachosam, ish asher kivirchaso berachosam. How did he know which bracha to give each of them? Asher kivirchaso, each one their bracha berachosam. What does that mean? So Rashi says here, asher kivirchaso, bracha sida lovel kol echad v'echad. He knew the future, Baruch HaKodesh, so he told each one the future. But it could be the more pashup shot, is like the Orachayim HaKodesh says here, ish asher kibirchaso, not a magic Ruach HaKodesh knowing the future. A different kind of Ruach HaKodesh, of seeing the present, right? And on a deeper level than most people do. Ish asher kibirchaso, b'shorish nishmaso. Each one got the bracha that was relevant for their shorish neshama, right? If he had given Yisachar the bracha l'chof yamim yishkon, it wouldn't have been shayach for him, because that's not his shorish neshama to go on to go on the business trips. And if he had given Zevulun the bracha of Vayeshech Molis Bol Vahil Masoved, it wouldn't have worked for him. He looked into each neshama and saw what was unique about them, right? That Yaakov was not a cookie-cutter father. He understood each of his sons was special in a different way. Each of his sons had special potential and special challenges and special talents and abilities, and gave each one the bracha that was unique for them. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, he says that's exactly the point of Hey Osfu. He says a lot of people make a mistake. They think Shalom means and Achdus means that everyone's the same. Obviously, there are some things we have to have in common, right? We need things that bind us. But Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says the one thing that would prevent any possibility of Shalom and Achdus is to ask everyone to be the same. Because everyone's not the same. Everyone has a different shorish neshama, asher kivirchaso berachosam. If Yaakov had given a bracha close to his son, saying you all be the same, that would have been the biggest recipe for pirud possible. Because what do you mean you're all the same? We can't all be the same. Then you have to be like my pshat in Yaakov's bracha. I have my pshat in Abba's bracha. You have to be like that. And you have your pshat in Abba's bracha. I have to be like that. Or, you know, Abba's bracha was, I don't know, Abba's bracha was learn a lot of Gemara. So whoever learns the most Gemara is the best. And whoever is a success, and whoever doesn't is a failure. You know, if there's one standard, then everyone can't meet one standard. Unless you're going to say some people are successes, some people are failures. Some people are on the good side, some people are on the bad side. Yaakov Avinu, with his Ruach HaKodesh, Shechusso knew the secret to Achdus is not to ask everyone to be the same. That's the secret to Pira. That's the secret to Machlokas. The secret to Achdus is to recognize that everyone's different, but not that everyone's different because someone's right and someone else's is wrong. Everyone's different because everyone's different because everyone has a different neshama, everyone has a different tafkin in life. And in a nation, you need different people with different tafkidim, with different perspectives, with different attitudes, because everyone has to fill in something here and there. And if you're a smart person, even nowadays, you know, the smart tanoi is very glad that there are calm people to do that job. And even the person who has no kanos in him is glad there's someone to have kanos sometimes, because once in a while you need that, right? He says the ultimate secret to Achdus is to recognize that I'm not like you, you're not like me, and that's l'chatchila. Because you're doing things that I can't do, and I'm doing things that you can do. And that's the only way to really be together, is because we're never going to be the same. So either let our differences divide us, or let our differences unite us by recognizing that we each add something the other one doesn't. As a matter of fact, the Medrash says, is Medayik Isher Shekivir Chaso Beirach Osam. Right? Rashi says, it should have said Berach Osa. Why Berach Osa? Ah, because he gave each one of them separate bracha. Yehuda got the bracha being like a lion. Naphtali got the speed of Ayalah, etc. So he says, no. He really gave all of them all the brachos. What does Rashi mean he gave all of them all the brachos? I mean, that's silly. He didn't give all of them all the brachos. He said, no. He gave all of them all the brachos because they all work together on the same team. Then we all have all the brachos because I do my part and you do your part and we recognize that each of us has our own part. And that's where Yaakov said, Kamenetsky says, call Malach Shilashim Shamayim, Sofilis Kayim, like Hillel Shamayim. What does it mean? Malach Lashim Shamayim, to recognize Elo Ve'elo Jibulakim Chayim. If we recognize that, you know what? Maybe I'm Levi and you're Yehuda. Maybe I'm Zvulun and you're Usher. Maybe we're not supposed to think the same. We're all supposed to do our part. We're supposed to argue a little. We're supposed to argue. We're all supposed to, you know, stand up for what we believe. But ultimately, we know in the back of our minds that Hashem wanted us to think a little differently because He needs different people in Klal Yisrael. And that's Sofel Iskayim. The end will each benefit from each other. In the end, we'll each benefit from each other. We'll each grow from each other. We'll each be mashlim with the other one can't. And we'll make a united Klal Yisrael. And that's ultimately, I think, you know, the final Tavav Yaakov Avinu. I mean, we are B'nai Yisrael, right? This is Him talking to us. What's the final thing Yaakov Avinu, when He founds Klal, until now there's no Klal Yisrael. There's a family, an individual, right? It was Avram gave passed on to Yitzchak and not Yishmael. Yitzchak passed on to Yaakov and not Esav. Finally, Yaakov's changing things. You're one united nation. What's the most important thing to realize? The most important thing to realize is to have Achdus be one Am, and how to have one Am? Not by expecting everyone to be the same, by respecting and appreciating the advantage of everyone being a little different and recognizing that you have to take pride in your tafkid, but that doesn't deny the pride that the other fellow has to take in his tafkid. And even if there's a machlokas between you, and even if sometimes it turns out differently and you argue about what to do, as long as that's l'shem shamayim and you realize that Hashem gave everyone their tafkid, and maybe the tafkid is everyone should argue, so all the perspectives should be there, and then, you know, in some circumstances you'll need this perspective to win, and the other circumstances, both perspectives should stay alive, because sometimes you need one, sometimes the other, and so for l'skayim, then ukim l'skayim is one umma, and perhaps b'derech drush, Rashi says, He wanted to gal in the kates, the final geula. Ultimately, maybe the secret to this final geula is if we internalize this message of hey asvu, of yukulcha nasifa achas, then instead of letting our differences divide us, we can let our difference unite us and strengthen us and give each of us the benefits of everyone's talents and strengths and shorish neshama, and that could bring us one step closer to the ultimate kates, the geula shleima of Meir Yamenu. Shabbat shalom. Baruch Shekivanti.